This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I am no longer actively pursuing the presidency. We will, however, continue to build a new organization using our enormous grassroots network to continue the effort to transform the Democratic Party and to change our country.
Howard Dean telling supporters early Wednesday that he is withdrawing from the presidential contest after a third-place showing in the Wisconsin primary. Governor Dean's departure leaves a virtual two-man race in the Democratic Party between Senators John Kerry and John Edwards. NPR senior news analyst Dan Schur joins us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And Senator Kerry won that Wisconsin primary, but Senator John Edwards made a stronger showing there in second place than had been projected by pollsters and pundits. Is the Democratic Party at large pleased that this contest is still active?
Well, that's very interesting. You remember when Dean said early on when he was a front runner that he represented the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party? Mm-hmm. Well, some of that seems to be happening. There is Senator Kerry, who has a solid record on free trade, is now being pushed a little more in the direction of restraining trade. There is a lasting effect, I think, or at least for some time, that the Dean will have on the way the Democratic Party conducts itself.
Mm-hmm. Governor Dean raised an awful lot of money if he didn't have many votes to show for it. You think his influence, the grassroots network that in fact he just referred to in that clip, is going to continue to exert influence in the party? Both candidates will find it, and the standing candidates find it desirable to go after those people?
Well, I don't want to make big predictions. Certainly it is Dean's idea that this will be a movement which will monitor the speeches and the actions of the candidates, mm-hmm. and will decide if they're living up to what's expected of them. But I don't think movements can last very long without having a chance of elective office. Mm-hmm. And so I think it may well be that this grassroots movement that was started, elicited by Dean, may not be for very long.
Mm-hmm. Representative Dennis Kucinich and the Reverend Al Sharpton are still in the race. What's their contribution at this point?
Well, they bring from out of almost nowhere their special way of expressing things, sometimes done very eloquently, occasionally with a little touch more humor than you will find among the leading candidates. Mm-hmm. In the end, it comes to a point where the Democrats in general, and certainly the Democratic establishment, really wants this to be a two-man race, and they can't wait for the other two to bow out.
Mm-hmm. Ralph Nader, Meet the Press. Sunday. Set your TiVos. He is expected to announce whether he's going to join the race and run as a third-party candidate for president. How do you believe his candidacy might affect the 2004 race if he runs?
Oh, dear, if he runs. The Democratic strategists are absolutely horrified at the prospect, saying that if he were to run, he could hand the election to President Bush again. Because they are convinced that Florida would have gone to Gore had it not been the votes that went to Ralph Nader last time. Nader doesn't mind if he sees things that way. He doesn't mind being called a spoiler. I would not at this point predict what he will do tomorrow morning on Meet the Press, but you can't tell.
Violence in Haiti is worsening as rebels take control of more cities in the country, demanding that President Jean-Bertrand Aristide step down.
Yeah.
He's so far refused. U.S. now has sent a small military team to try and secure the U.S. embassy and wants a peace plan drafted, but has so far resisted any calls for sending any number of troops. Can Haiti stabilize and secure itself without some kind of military intervention?
Well, the one thing that seems clear is that the United States is not going to send troops. They did send 20,000 troops 10 years ago when ex-President Jimmy Carter and ex-Senator Sam Nunn and General Colin Powell went down there, and they restored Aristide to his seat in power. He's been a very great disappointment, and what's happened now is the rebels seem to be making a great deal of progress, especially up in the north of Haiti.
Didn't they send the troops after General Cedras had agreed to depart?
That's right.
It wasn't a combat operation.
That is right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But it did, when you see 20,000 troops in uniform, it does make a certain impression.
The whole idea is to deter combat.
And the idea was to deter combat, and they did pretty well. Mm-hmm. Now the administration wishes he would go away. Secretary Powell says, you know, if he were to resign, we wouldn't mind very much. But he gives no sign of resigning. He said he wants to serve out. So how do you try to do something about the chaos towards which Haiti seems to be descending yet once again? Well, the United Nations comes in. The French say they're willing to send police officers after order has been restored. They're talking about some plan now for a kind of an interim governing council that would advise President Aristide, and then they'd install a prime minister who would act instead of Aristide, mm-hmm. And that is where they are now.
Bush administration still stays to its plans publicly to the June 30th deadline for handover of power in Iraq. But the United Nations says that elections they don't think will be possible by then. Paul Bremer said this week that I think he said 15 months would be more practical. There'll apparently be no regional caucuses to put some kind of transitional government in place before then. What happens now? What do you see the steps over the next few months?
Oh, boy, it's a lot easier to describe what won't happen.
I'm asking you corkers this morning. I beg your pardon.
That's all right. It's easier to describe what isn't going to happen than what is going to happen. There will not be this plan for having meetings all over the country in order to choose other representatives. There will not be very soon an election because the Shiites now agree with the United Nations that it's too soon to have an election. The only thing that seems to be sure is the United States government keeps insisting no matter what, power will be handed over on June the 30th. To whom seems to be another matter. So what they're very busy doing is if you can't have an election and you can't have any of the other forms so far discussed. Meanwhile, you have the Kurds up in the north are beginning to talk about they can run their own country and who needs you. What happens next is very hard. It's one of those situations where you say, stay tuned.
Let me give you an easy one. There are elections, parliamentary elections in Iran.
Oh, that's easy.
But 2,400 reformist candidates were banned by the clerics who run the government, and reformers have urged a boycott of the elections. What kind of government, what kind of legitimacy is likely to come out of these elections?
The same government they have now. I mean, it's run by conservative religious factions. And they continue to run it, and they are still in control. Who knows how long they will be in control? There is a reform movement which has tried to express itself in this case by organizing a boycott of the election. That boycott apparently has been only partially effective, and so Iran goes on. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, everybody says, that's Iran. We're talking about a country which we now know was well on its way to having nuclear weapons, so people are being a little careful.
Gay marriages continue in San Francisco. There's a lawsuit for an injunction against them. Some ideas of that are spreading across the country. Do you expect this to become a major issue in the elections?
Well, what I think very interesting is that President Bush has just decided on a recess appointment for William Pryor, who defended school prayer and was against the abortion decision of the Supreme Court. Whenever they have something that has too much trouble for them, they go in some other direction to satisfy the base.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.